What we did was to dust off an old law, that is the Price Control Act, enacted by the government several years ago, and the court upheld our submissions that the law remains valid, and there is in place a price control board appointed by the government, and which is sustained by public fund. And so what the court did today is to uphold our submissions and order the government to fix the prices of essential goods.
So was the government present in the court?
The government was invited, and the case came up about three times. The government didn't show up, and so the court decided to hear us. The government didn't file any reply to the case.
First of all, how would you describe the cost of commodities for which you have gone to court? How would you describe it in Nigeria at the moment?
The prices have gone beyond the control of members of the public. The ordinary people who constitute the majority of our people can no longer access basic food items, clothing and other materials. And so the government will have to intervene. Just yesterday, the president directed, I think, the Minister of Agriculture to release some food from the government storage. But that's not enough. People are complaining. People are going to the street to complain about the rising cost of food items. And it's a daily occurrence. If you bought some food item yesterday and you go back to the market, the prices will have gone up. And we cannot continue like that.
What do you think is responsible? Is it because the commodities are scarce in the market, or because people don't have the money to pay for them?
The government said yesterday, the Minister of Information did say yesterday that our country is not suffering from food scarcity. And there's food in the country. But how many people can afford to buy the food? I mean, the food, you know, in town. Not many people. Most Nigerians today, majority of Nigerians are sleeping and going, you know, home, empty stomachs. Workers are being paid low wages because the government has continued to implement neoliberal policies dictated by the IMF and the World Bank to the detriment of the national economy, against the interests of the Nigerian people. And we are simply telling the government, come back and plan your economy and stop dollarization of the economy. You cannot dollarize an economy that depends on imports. We are losing so much. The naira is being devalued through dollarization. That is unacceptable.
Do you think, can the court really force the government to do this?
We are going to ensure that the government is forced to comply with the judgment of the court. Let the government come to court and say we are unable to comply. And there has to be a justification for saying that we are leaving the fate of our people. Yeah? We are leaving the fate of our people to market forces. It's not possible.